No one can predict their financial future, but you can plan for it. You can factor in many of the circumstances that life might provide as it unfolds. One of the things that can be really helpful is to visualize your future. And this new life planning app caught my attention. It's called Oblix. It factors in wealth milestones, but also some potential health milestones too. Michael Meyer is the founder, the creator of this Toronto-based company. He joins us now to tell us how it works. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. Thanks for having
me. There are about a million financial planning apps out there. Maybe it's like 1.1 million. I don't know. There's a million. There's so many. This one caught my eye because of her use of a timeline. So for anyone under the age of 30, they know what a timeline looks like. They might even edit. They might have even edited video themselves or audio themselves. Right. And that's the simplest way that I could use to describe what the application looks like. Tell us more about that visual. If it weren't radio, you'd show me. You can't. Sure. So tell me.
Sure. I think that's, you've kind of hit the nail on the head. The design was inspired by editing software, the way you would edit music or a video. And, because our target is, everything is on a cell phone now, it's something that you're able to create your timeline, add other members of your family to the timeline. So what you end up with is, in fact, a stacked timeline. And that's something that you're able to edit and play around with on a small screen in a way that's very, very easy to understand and easy to adjust. So that was really important for us in how our users would interact with that. And it's a really interesting shift. I think we've seen, as guys like us move from, say Excel in the workplace to the home, we see this movement of many types of software that were first initially adopted for workspace. So example, project management software and, kind of complex editing software really made easier later on and adopted by households. And that's kind of where we're at with Obelix.
The name comes from the Egyptian monument. Why that Correct. Metaphor?
Sure. Well, we use kind of both meanings for that. The obelisk originally, if you look at the shape of it, it looks like a child's drawing of the sun, what the rays of light look like around the sun. And that's because the Egyptians worshiped the sun god. And later on, those obelisks were moved and they were placed in places of great importance and to kind of measure milestones and essentially marked places of importance for other cultures, the Romans principally initially. So we use a combined meaning there, and the app really is to light up the milestones of your life. So that's why we chose the name, and we use the graphics as well. We use the obelisk shape to mark these important events in your life.
The user inputs their birth date. Do you have the mortality tables determine our death date, or do we get to say we're going to live to 150?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, if you want to live to 150, the good news is it's more within your control than your genetics. A lot of people assume that it's their genetics, but the good news is that you do have a lot of control over your health decisions in affecting your healthy life expectancy and your life expectancy. So we initially populate it with, as a female or male born in this year from this region, we know what your healthy life expectancy and your life expectancy is going to be. So we initially populate it with that data, but then we get you to drill down and you can personalize it by going through a health quiz. And that will then give you an output such as your biological age. You will know if your body is if you're 40.
I'm basically 22 in that
yes,
regard.
Okay, well,
maybe 23.
That sounds right. So then you've got, the good news is you got a long time to live and a lot of time to do the things that you want to do, which is really the other part of it is this idea that time is a constraint. And so when you understand what time you have and how that lines up with the rest of your family, you can start making some of those decisions. And it's not kind of always the very, let's just call it unfun, some of the unfun financial part of it. A lot of it is the interesting things. How can I do the things I want to do, and when do I do them?
When you took me through the demo before this conversation, you showed me that you put your spouse on there, your kids on there, but also your mom. Right. And stacking it was really helpful because you could see here is the window in which we can do these things. And after that window closes, it may be that we simply can't do those things before. Can you give us some examples of some of the conclusions that people can draw when they've got the visual right in front of them?
Sure. I can say to you, you know, just I'll give an example of if there's three friends of yours and you're trying to decide, hey, we want to go and do something. It may seem like there's an infinite amount of time for that. By the time you really overlay your calendars and you decide who's going to be where, then the choices get a lot narrower. So the same way, if I'm thinking of, you know, there's a time when my kids are going to leave for university, I'm going to want to downsize my house. I'm going to want to then look for a house, you know, in a kind of southern state, perhaps get some more sunshine. So when I do things, it sounds like I've got kind of this just my future as this, you know, every year out there is equal. But really, there are some pivotal years where there are, you know, bottlenecks, if you want to say it, when certain things are going to happen. And if you really want to do something, you should kind of consider the other factors that are involved. And it really spits out then some very defined, again, we'll go back to time as a constraint. It's really helpful to see that. It really makes things kind of happen in certain times. And it also allows you to have a discussion with your partner, because once you see this timeline, you know, your partner's input, you know, your children's input, even your parents' input, you can all have a discussion about it. And that's also really helpful, the discussions that flow out of these intersections.
When I tried it, I was hesitant to put my data in, right? You and I hadn't spoken. I wasn't sure how that data would be used. In the future, do you see this as a standalone product, or will it be incorporated inside of an existing financial relationship that one has, like with a bank or a brokerage, where they've got a lot of the data and you're just, you know, adding in your mortgage?
Right. So I see it as something that is essentially a portable and dynamic plan. You know, in the future, you may have multiple financial institutions that you're dealing with, in terms of real estate and your investment portfolio. And it's also something that you may want to involve some different advisors. You know, it's not just an investment advisor, it may be a tax advisor.
My psychic, my astrologist, correct. My massage therapist.
Correct. So by you taking control of that information and being able to keep it current, you're able to, you know, you're able to seek advice from different experts. And I think that's an interesting, the portability of it and the collaborative nature of it, I think is interesting. And also that you control your data. I think a lot more people are want to be able to have a place where they can sync and hold their data together in a way that is easy to analyze.
One quick question before we go. A traditional financial planning experience would include some assumptions around investing and savings and how long your money's going to last. Does this timeline also illuminate when your bank balance goes to zero?
It does show you when it drops down. So you see, you know, as you plug in at 62 or at 65 or whatever the retirement age you choose, and you start plugging in your withdrawal amounts, what you'd like to live on, it shows you both your retirement, how that's going to decrease your retirement funds, but it also shows you how your home equity is increasing. So there's a time when, you know, in terms of the industry problem, it's decumulation, you know, how you want to be strategic about that, because a lot of the focus is on your retirement portfolio, but for most Canadians and most North Americans, in fact, they have a lot of wealth in their home. So at some point you can make that transfer, and that is also illustrated within the app. So it does demonstrate for you what your forecast is looking forward to and at what point you may have to consider, you know, delving into that home equity.
Interesting stuff. I wish we had more time. I'm going to point listeners to OBOLX. Oblix, it's spelled OBOLX. A new life planning app. Michael, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Michael Meyer is the founder, the creator of Oblix, which is kind of a cool way of visualizing your financial and physical health with some key milestones along the way.